Next in the bulletin is a news documentary on the violence against persons prohibition, VAP law, domesticated in Akwa Ibom State in June 2020, and the need to explore workable solutions as implementation of the law 18 months after gets underway. The documentary, written by Inspiration FM's senior correspondent Ima Dem, points to the essence of sustaining the implementation framework the state is creating to address the issues of sexual and gender-based violence in Akwa Ibom.
What next as Akwa Ibom domesticates the VAP law? Domestic violence.
He was abusing me physically, emotionally, verbally, calling me all manner of names, making me to lose my self-esteem. I did not have a voice again. At a point, he would lock me up mostly at night, pattern me as he likes, and no matter how I shout, the more he beats me.
Cases of child sexual abuse. A 4-year-old girl who was indecently assaulted by a 30-year-old man in Itam area of Akwa Ibom State, southern Nigeria. And another heart-wrenching case.
When the mother wanted to bath her, that is when they noticed that there was pain, because she shouted that, "Ah, mommy, there is my pee-pee is paining me." And they said, "What happened?" The little girl now said it was Charles that asked her to close her eye. And when he closed her eye, and then the guy pushed his finger inside her private part. And that is when the whole thing started.
One that I can't get out of my head is the one of the 7-year-old girl that is HIV positive and has tuberculosis. They brought that to me. I couldn't believe that a man old enough to be the child's grandfather can do that to a child. And when he was asked, he said he thought it would cure him of HIV. That he heard if he sleeps with a virgin to cure him of HIV.
These are now almost everyday stories. Akwa Ibom's Ministry of Justice reports a total of 15 cases on a daily basis. However, the director of the Sexual and Gender-Based Violence SGBV Response Department at the Ministry of Justice, who identified lack of central data collation, says in the third and fourth quarter of this year, there seems to be a drop to about 10 cases every day, comprising domestic violence, which tops the chart of abuse, followed by rape. It is as a result of these evident atrocities that the Violence Against Persons Prohibition Law, VAP, was enacted in Nigeria, and its domestication in Akwa Ibom State was possible in June 2020. Over 17 other states across the country, comprising Abia, Benue, Delta, Edo, Enugu, Jigawa, Kwara, as well as Lagos, where the Protection Against Domestic Violence Law of Lagos State 2007 is in operation. The Lagos model, which has been able to effectively coordinate response to violence against women, is what Mrs. Ete says is a good prototype for emulation. Mrs. Ete notes that Akwa Ibom State is giving priority to coordination of the SGBV response in the state in accordance to Section 42 of the VAP Law 2020.
The law came into effect on the 10th of June 2020, and in July, the government immediately set up the Sexual and Gender-Based Violence Response Unit in the Ministry of Justice. And this unit was saddled with the one mandate to start up the framework of how we could have a coordinated response, you know, to SGBV in the state. And so having put down the framework, the government upgraded the unit to a full department in the Ministry of Justice. And that happened May 2021. By August, the government now inaugurated Sexual and Gender-Based Violence Management Committee, which comprises of officers from line ministries.
She also specifies a strategic response mechanism, which spells out the need for synergy in Akwa Ibom's SGBV space and healthy collaboration for sustained dividends.
And now what the committee is to do is to see how we can all come together and have a real response. The police is also a member of that committee, to see how we can sit at one table and then do our bit to coordinate response to SGBV all over Akwa Ibom State. And top on our agenda is to develop a strategy plan on how to prevent SGBV in Akwa Ibom State. Another top item on our agenda is to also develop for Akwa Ibom State a referral pathway. Let everybody know their role in responding to SGBV. What is the role of the police? What is the role of the Ministry of Justice? What is the role of the Ministry of Women Affairs? Everybody, as an individual, as communities, what are your roles?
The response against SGBV in Akwa Ibom dates back, and a number of NGOs and civil society organizations have been active in intervening for survivors in cases and helping to secure justice while also sourcing support for them. Some of them include the Family Empowerment and Youth Reorientation Path Initiative, FEREP, Community Partners for Development, Federation of Women Lawyers, FIDA, amongst others. Founder, Community Partners for Development, Dr. Nsekwang Udo, who has worked in Akwa Ibom's LGBT space for 20 years, says with the VAP law, more gains can be achieved. She speaks on how much has changed since the VAP domestication in the state.
Before now, you know, some cases of GBV, that's like where this is to be taken to the magistrate court. Now, it doesn't go through justice. It's the High Court that does that. And then another thing that has changed, the fact that we have a designated court to listen to underage, the young girls, but now they have family court. I'm also a member of the coalition for all the NGOs that work on gender-based violence. So what we do is when you get a case, you as a person or I as a person might not be qualified to handle, I call the person whose office is relevant to that case and they take over from me.
The issues of having a law to tackle SGBV are real, and the fear of sustaining its implementation, which has started in earnest, is not out of place. Director of the SGBV department speaks again of a major challenge. According to her, it's imperative to get the police response right. A visit to the family unit at the Akwa Ibom Police Command shows that this entity is very active. The officer in charge, CSP Nsebong Umor, also speak of data issues, specifying that it's a challenge keeping track of the gender violence matters. A further reaction to the police issues and how it can impede smooth implementation of the VAP law comes from the police public relations officer, Odiko Magdon.
There are different challenges that the police have experienced when it has to do with enforcing the subsisting laws. Most times, victims come from far places. Police have to go to such places. At times, it becomes cumbersome. There are financial implications before you can mobilize resources. The vehicles may not be there. And then sometimes, even when you bring the victims, you find them at very depressed state, requiring medical attention, and you might not be able to immediately secure some form of relief. So you have to begin to, out of pocket, do your own little things to keep the victims or to encourage them until they can access justice, or like you can get the needed information to apprehend their perpetrators, and there's a whole lot that needs to be done.
More key efforts made thus far is the sensitization on the VAP law. A simplified version of the 2020 law has been printed. Translated versions of the law in various Akwa Ibom dialect is in the pipeline. Actors in the SGBV space have underlined a number of solutions as Akwa Ibom explores avenues for implementation of the VAP law. These include creation of special courts, sensitization of constituents by lawmakers, diligence towards convictions of perpetrators, and strict compliance to documenting the offender's register. Another vital submission is that of the Akwa Ibom's First Lady, Dr. Martha Udom, captured in her address during the flag-off of a global campaign against the menace. These 16 days of activism against gender-based violence in the state on November 25, 2021.
The culture of silence must stop. If you've been abused by anybody, be it your father, your brother, your uncle, whoever, please don't keep quiet. Because if you keep quiet, you are being hurt and you're keeping it to yourself. You're harming yourself. Speak out. We are here for you. Without fear or favor, I am standing here also to plead with our traditional fathers that they should never accept to settle the case of rape out of court.
Her voice resonates and reflects the political will to deal decisively with the societal monster. Statistics show that 1 in 3 women worldwide have been subjected to physical and/or sexual intimate partner violence. However, the effectiveness and sustainability of VAP's implementation framework in Akwa Ibom will resonate even more as we intentionally answer the question. Now that VAP Law 2020 becomes working document in Akwa Ibom State, what next?
This documentary was written and produced by Ima Dem for Inspiration 105.9 FM.